Yeah, we're going to tell you what's going on. What's going on over the next 3 hours is, well, it's a little bit of who knows what, which is sort of exciting and terrifying all wrapped into one. I know, look at the look on Coach K's face when I just said that. But anyway, g'day afternooners. Thanks for tuning in. However you are listening, SEN welcomes you to our very broad house of worship. Well, it's not sort of a room of worship, isn't it, Coach K? They've sort of put us in a little, nobody puts baby in the corner, but that's sort of where we are at the moment. If you are looking to buy Bitcoin, make sure you choose independentreserve.com. If you're tuning in north of the border, fair play to you. You've got the Bronx up against the Roosters tonight. Yeehaw! You'll hear that one on 1170 SEN, NRL Nation, across all the SEN network. We've got to talk Dave Clemmer. We've got to talk PVL and what's he doing with this stadiums and grand finals and what's going on there. Interesting comment from Cam Smith around Nelson Asifa-Solomona, and they're united, we think, the Manly Seagulls. We'll find out more from Jaleesa App. She's coming up very shortly. She was there at the presser yesterday for the Manly Seagulls. No doubt got it to Channel 10 first. They're first with the news too. And JA gives it to us 24 hours later, which we're excited about. She's a Leo. We established that yesterday. Very stubborn, I think, is the overwhelming characteristic. We'll find out what's trending with Coach K. We'll get a Commonwealth Games update as well. Stephen Larkham. Now, everyone, look, it's an age thing, I know, but the youngsters around the office, I'm talking about Will, Tubuk Chuck, even Coach K, they didn't know his nickname. So just quickly, text message 0457 736 736. Have we got a prize? No, we haven't really got a... surely everyone knows if you support rugby. Anyway, I'm interested in the demographic that listens to the radio station as opposed to the demographic that works at the radio station. Anyway, it's all thanks to Flight Centre, the real deal centre. So we're celebrating 40 years of taking off. We're celebrating Stephen Larkham. Not only the fact that he's back at the ACT Brumbies, but also that 1999 World Cup victory. So it'll be great to chat to him about that. Afternoon's Amplified, we'll get a score update from Coach K. Michelle Escobar. She's fantastic. She's an Optus Sports presenter. EPL starts this weekend. We spoke about it yesterday. And that was with Tristan Merlihan about all the markets there. We'll actually dive a bit deeper into it with Michelle. She knows inside out what's going on. So we'll enjoy that. Speaking of, Tristan will be along for a chat, the number one seat up there at Top Sport. Top Sport, the 2 o'clock flock, it's there. The 1 o'clock flock is there. The 12 o'clock flock is there. Call now if you want to have your say on anything and everything. 1-300-01-1170. The $100 cash up for grabs. Timmy Williams, SC Playbook. I missed it last Thursday. I was beaten by Avery in draft. Yeah, I think I just took my eye off the ball. Anyway, she beat me in the draft. So I am all keen this week to find out from Timmy Williams from SC Playbook how we arrest that decline. Sounds of the game with the Signet Power Bank. That's the segment we just can't kill. And then we dive into the text line for SBS Fence. Now, that's right, because we go overwhelmed. It was almost 2-1, wasn't it, based on the number of responses we had yesterday. Thumbs up as opposed to the aubergine. So there you go. Bernie, is it a contest? Matthew from Hunters Hill. No, it's not. Matt, tell me how old you are, because no one else from around here knows. Now you've all sent it in. No, it's not a contest, Matt, but you were first. You were first. G'day, Jimmy. Hopefully no star signs today, but I am a horticulturalist. All right. That reminds me of Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, but that's a separate story altogether. That open line, 1-300-01-1170. The text line, 0457-736-736. So Dave Clemmer, what's happening with Dave Clemmer? He had that show cause notice. We don't think that Adam O'Brien's a problem. We think that Hayden Knowles is the issue there with Dave Clemmer. But he's not going to play this week. Here's Gus Gould on his Six Tackles with Gus podcast and his thoughts on the Dave Clemmer incident.
I don't know how many occasions where it wouldn't be the case that you ask someone to come off the field, particularly a senior player, and he says, no, go away. Certainly wouldn't be the first trainer that's ever been copped a gob full off a player. I can only imagine, well, I don't want to put words in their mouth, I can only imagine there's more to this. It's not just because he didn't come off the field or he had words with a trainer. I mean, that's not uncommon at all. And as much as we're all mates and we're all working for a common cause, you know, when you're in that sort of heat of battle, you will say things onto the football field. You know, you will you will react each way, and it's that's just part and parcel of the game, and it's part and parcel of being close as a group.
Maybe there's less to David Clemmer. Maybe there's more to David Clemmer. No, there's less. There's less. There is more to this situation. I don't think there's any doubt about that. David Clemmer, if you look at his output this year, and I know I've had him in Supercoach and I've read the analyst program, he's been outstanding. He's done everything you could have asked of your front rower. For whatever reason, there seems to be an issue up there at Newcastle. I don't know David Clemmer what he's like around a group. Don't think there's an algorithm for that just yet. But based on his output this year, I don't know what's going on, Newcastle Knights. I really don't. You've got one of your best players who, because he blew up at a trainer, is not playing at a, I would describe for Adam O'Brien, a must-win game on Saturday. And yet, this is where we're at. PVL pulled no punches. He did it last night on NRL 360. Talking about where the grand final is, talked about the NRL upholding their end of the bargain, and he talked about Dominic Perrottet and what he has or hasn't done. Have a listen.
It's not a credible excuse, and it's very disappointing that they use human tragedy to try to spin themselves out of reneging from an agreement.
Is there a realistic hope that the game may move interstate this year?
When your partner does that to you, where they renege on an agreement and they've strung you along and given you every excuse, well, that's not a real good relationship to be in. We have to make sure that we secure our legal rights, because if we don't play the game in Sydney, then we're in breach of the agreement. So we've got to be very careful that we don't give them the opportunity to terminate the agreement, because we haven't performed our services. Talking to our lawyers at the moment, we're looking at all the different options, including, you know, keeping it in Sydney to maintain our legal rights.
So people are wanting to buy tickets. We don't know who's playing in the grand final, not just from the teams, but also from the entertainment, because they can't lock in a venue just yet. I think what you're hearing there from PVL is like, it's getting too late. We're going to play the grand final in Sydney this year, but as of next year, we're still not done. And you can keep holding the New South Wales government to ransom, but maybe the New South Wales government, with an election coming up before that grand final, thinking of it from that point of view. And the other thing to decide too with the NRL, and we want to know from you guys, do you want the 70,000-seat stadium with the roof on it and all whiz-bang out there at Homebush, or do you want four redeveloped, or even one new and three redeveloped stadiums around suburban Sydney? Let us know your thoughts on that. 1300 01 1170. I see Lee Hadjiman tell us it. Dominic Perrottet was a Tigers fan. I just look at this and say, well, Lee says rugby league's been shafted and the government is trying to pigeonhole these as NRL stadiums. They are not. They are community stadiums. These are elite sporting stadiums for the community. So mostly used by the NRL clubs. However, I just don't know how the Leichhardt Oval works into any stadium plan. Like, you know, that's a lot of money to be spent on a ground that's, okay, it's going to host Joey's versus Riverview this weekend. That's great. But that will be that possibly be the biggest crowd of the year, which is incredible in and of itself. Stacey Jones has come out. This is the interim coach of the Warriors, and said Nelson Nasifis-Solomona, he's baffled why he wasn't charged by the match review committee. I tell you what's really interesting. He's had four charges this year that have all resulted in fines. So when does the suspension come in? I thought after one, that was it. Your deal's done. But he's had four, not including the one that he didn't get charged for last weekend. Interesting to hear Cam Smith say about his ex-teammate that he should have attracted a fine and or suspension. Said that on the earlier Captain's Run program. I wonder if he'll get a sharp text message from General Manager of Football Frank Panisi down there at the Melbourne Storm. That often happens if you are critical of things down there in the Melbourne Storm. Manly are together. They're united. Jake and Josh had sit down to break bread. And this is what Jake had to say.
Their number one thing is probably God, whereas, you know, ours is footy, so it's about respecting each other's beliefs. And, we'll move forward.
Jake the healer. Jake the redeemer. I mean, this all works. Kieran Foran says, yeah, we remain united. Well, I'm not sure how united they were. You know what? We can talk all we like about it. You can write all you like about it. You know what the big thing is? You know what the overwhelming piece of evidence will be? That'll be Friday night at 7:50 when they run out against the Parramatta Eels. I know they're minus Mitch Moses, but if the Eagles win that one, all is good in the world and they're back on track. That's the way things work, certainly in sport and certainly in the National Rugby League. Away from the NRL, well done, Rowan Browning. But he doesn't really think so. Let's have a listen.
Probably just didn't have quite the gas. Nice to make a final and go three rounds of running. It's a first for my career, so it's a step in the right direction. I would have loved to have been on the podium, but it's a tough event. Not satisfied by any means, but also not too beat up. You know, it's been one of those seasons and you're just always learning. I'm glad I came here. It's been a great experience. Yeah, I wouldn't change it for the world.
Glad he came there. You're a sprinter. What else would you be doing? Anyway, look, it's a great effort. Sixth in a Commonwealth Games 100-metre final. Didn't quite run as well as he anticipated. That's the thing. You know, listening to the great James Magnusson, the missile, talk about his agony in an Olympic form where he lost a final by 0.01 of a second. He said, no, I did everything right. I just beaten by a faster swimmer. So that's not the case with Rowan Browning, which is a little bit disappointing. The men's 100-metre medley relay were beaten by England, and they reckon Carl Chalmers, you know what they reckon? Thorpe, he said, he was looking the wrong way. Like in the breathing techniques, he was just looking the wrong way. How do you get that wrong in the Commonwealth Games? Because apparently he did it in the Olympic final too against Caleb Dressel, and that potentially cost him the event as well. So Kyle's had a really good tournament, or meet, as they say, but that was a little disappointing. Ariana Titmus, she's won the 200, the 400, the 800 freestyle, and now the 4x200 metres freestyle. So her fourth gold medal in the 400 free. She beat Summer McIntosh just by a body length. That's fine, but Summer's only 15. So how good is this going to be at the 2024 Paris Olympics? Throw in Katie Ledecky, who'll only be 27 years of age at the time, and that would be quite remarkable. And a final one, a little bit of a sad one before we get to a break. Johnny Famechon, the great Australian boxer. I didn't know he was born in Paris. Jean-Pierre Famechon came to Australia as a five-year-old with his mum and dad and younger brother. Poetry in motion. His greatest life challenge came when he was hit by a car at Sydney's Warwick Farm racecourse in 1991. He was in a coma for 10 days, but he fought his way back to full fitness. What a legend. I remember one of the early ones that my father used to tell me about as a young boxer. I was just watching some of his highlights in the final round. Just incredible. It was against Jose Legra. Old black and white film. I love watching that stuff. It was absolutely fantastic. All right, we've got to get to a break. Before we do that, because we've got Stephen Larkham on, and yes, correctly identified as Bernie Larkham from Weekend at Bernie's Fame, that was his personal triumph in 1999 World Cup. What about yours? What about your personal triumphs, your finest moments? I remember the fourth grade cricket side won the comp. I couldn't play in the grand final. That was devastating. I think they stayed at the Nelson Hotel at Bondi Junction for 3 days. So well done to you, Geebs, Reno and all the gang. But so what's your greatest personal triumph and how'd you celebrate? Greatest personal triumph on the back of the great personal triumph of Stephen Bernie Larkham. Your personal triumph, your finest moment, and let me know how you celebrated. 1300 01 1170. The text line 0457 736 736. Call us there. I'll get to you very shortly.